You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 11, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. If you have any feedback or comments for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. I'm interviewing a lot of people, so if you have any questions for them, feel free to email me and maybe they'll come back on the show and answer your question. Alright, if you have any information you want to know a little bit more about the show or people that I've interviewed before, if you want to find out more about podcast information, all that can be found on my website at www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. I also have a Twitter and Facebook, so please hit me up there and let me know how you think. Hit that follow button and feel free to comment on anything you feel like. On my Twitter and on my Facebook, you can find me with the at Teen Girl Radio, and that's each word, the first letter is capitalized. So I wanted to get right into it. So I interviewed Brandon Daly last month, and in his shout out, he mentioned a man named Aubrey Rumier. And for those of you who do not know who Aubrey is, he is a rapper from Michigan. His song Die For You made it to the Hot 1000 N1M charts in May 2018. His song hit number 2 in the categories of hip-hop and all genres in Michigan, and also hit 21 for hip-hop in the U.S. and 68 for all genres in the U.S. So he is definitely diving fast into his career. He's a very busy man, so getting him on the show was already in the works for a while. But today is that day, so welcome to the show, Aubrey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
So, tell my audience who you are and what compelled you to be a rapper.
So, my name is Aubrey Rumier. My stage name is ATR Slaves. Basically, I've been doing music since I was just a kid. Like I said, 10, you know, earlier than 10 years of age. And I started with passion for rock. I've been playing the guitar more so than any other instrument, but I did learn others as well. But I started with rock, and I've been in a few bands, and I didn't really hit it off with any of the members yet, you know, in other bands that I was in, so I decided that it's probably not the best, the best genre for me as far as being successful in doing it. By myself and having people with the same drive and ambition towards music as I do. It's easier doing it by myself. So,
is there any... Yeah? Go ahead.
Around the age of 16 or 17 is when I really started writing hip-hop verses and bars and actually exploring more so into hip-hop. I guess I just... started doing it more so because it was easier for me than rock. That's how I did it.
Is there anyone you feel like shouting out on the show? Let them know that they're special.
Just my family, any friends, people that really support me. They all know who they are, really. Couple different pages on Facebook I'd like to shout out for sure. International Musician Exposure. Me and Brandon Daly run it. I don't know if you guys remember Brandon Daly. I know he's been out here before in an interview. He's one of my great friends, but also a great musician.
Yeah.
But that's part of it, really.
So you already told us how you got started by from a very young age. So what hurdles did you personally face, and how did you overcome them?
Well, I had an extreme problem with confidence, actually. I didn't have any confidence in my own voice. Like I said, I started on guitar, and I started with guitar and instruments only because I wasn't comfortable with my own voice, the sound of it, actually. in the day, when I was in drama class, we did skits and shows like talent, you know, talent display or contest or anything like that. And I was in them, and I got made fun of. So it kind of just threw me off. I lost interest in my voice, lost confidence. It took a long time to get it back. It took a long time to get it back. But I said about 18 years of age, I started writing bars and actually had more confidence in my voice from singing to rapping.
Mm-hmm. I know this sounds like a random question, but I'm really curious. Do you have a favorite word?
A favorite word?
Besides the swear word.
I don't really, actually that's a cool fact, I don't use a lot of swear words in my music. Most of my music, you'll be lucky to find, you know, one or two. Mm-hmm. I generally like to stick away from it. There is some that are explicit, but I don't like to stay away from swear words. Cursing isn't my thing. My favorite word, however, I guess that maybe I'm a big fan of zoinks. I like the word zoinks. I grew up watching Scooby-Doo, so it's kind of one of my favorite words. Cool. Unique word.
That's awesome. What influence do you think that rap has on today's society?
I think it impacts our youth a lot. I really do. I'm not going to name any names, but there is a lot of other artists that just like the promo activities that aren't great for our youth. They subject it to the youth, and the youth looks at a lot of artists, not just rap, but, you know, a lot of different genres, but they look at all these artists as role models or people look up to, and they're subjecting them to explicit things, whether it's degrading women, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, whether it's, you know, making money in different ways that they shouldn't make money in. It's crazy to me, but I just feel like it impacts the youth that way drastically. So I think it's important for all of us as artists, and if anybody that's trying to make music, for all ages, it doesn't matter the age, it impacts. So I think it's important for us artists to all make music or entertain people in a way that isn't so negative. It's more morally correct.
What are things you have to watch out for in the music industry when you're first starting out?
Sharks. You know what I mean by that? People that want to steal your money, or stealing your money, what they do essentially, stealing your money and stealing your material. So what they'll do by this, if you are just starting out in the music industry and you've got a sweet song, you got a, you know, one hit wonder, whatever it may be, and you don't copyright it and you release it to the general public, somebody else can maintain or get a hold of your music, your material, and copyright it and actually steal your work. It happens. It has happened. It's crazy. A lot of people don't know that. So starting out, that's kind of an important thing to know. Always copyrighting is huge.
So, Aubrey and I have been communicating back and forth over Facebook to discuss getting an interview with him, and recently he's been in the studio recording an album, so tell the audience what that's all about.
Basically, I plan on dropping it in September sometime, but it's been a lot of work. I went from recording for the past 10 years off of just my mobile device. I messed around with different software, ranging from FL Studio Producer Edition to Audacity, to GarageBand. I messed with it all, so I have a wide variety of different software experience that I've taken myself to be able to further my own knowledge and still with recording. But in the studio, with the tools, with the team, all I have to do is focus on, you know, my feelings, the vibes, the words, the lyrics, singing, rapping, flow. It's a lot different as far as recording wise. So it's easier for me to focus on the music itself. But like I said, basically it'll be out in September. I'm super excited. I have a mixtape out and two albums out right now. One that's almost finished, it's just a demo album, so to be continued is the album that I will be releasing first in the studio or studio recording. Like I said, look for it in September. I'm really excited.
Is there going to be any guests on your tracks, or is this going to be a solo personal album?
There are going to be a few guests on it, actually. I'll go over the roster with you for that. Mm-hmm. I got one of my friends from my local town, shout out Andy Anderson, that boy Andy, he will be on one of the tracks. I've got Tank Dog on one of the tracks, Miracle Murder Monster, shout out to you, homie. I got Brandon Daly on one of the songs as well. And I'm actually in the works with working on a track with Brandon Allen. Also you, shout out to you, homie. So basically, got a couple, not a lot, but a couple.
Mm-hmm. Who are your favorite artists to listen to?
My favorite artist to listen to, that's pretty picky. Mm-hmm. I like Hobson, I like NF, I like Chris Webby, I like old Eminem, I like Lil Wayne, the old Lil Wayne. There's a lot of artists. I'm a big fan of rock and metal as well. Rock from Linkin Park to super heavy, like Chapel even. You know what I mean? I like wide variety. I like some country too.
Because you mentioned Hobson and NF, I'm also a big fan of those. So what songs by them do you think sound really good?
My favorite, NF. Everybody knows the song Right Down, but it's not really one of my favorites. I like more old school NF, like Therapy Session. I've actually done like my own version of it, not the same instrumental, but a different instrumental. If you guys want to check that out, it's called My Therapy Session. Big inspiration from NF, though. I like NF a lot.
Okay, I know that you're starting out in the music industry, and I think you're doing very well, but what is something you're not very good at?
Something I'm not good at is definitely sharing my stuff. I'm not the greatest at sharing my own music, believe it or not. Just putting it out there. Advertisement is difficult for me. I also like to do a little advertisement for other people, and I find that I enjoy doing that a lot, but kind of, I don't know, it distracts me.
What do you do to stay current with today's hip-hop and rap?
I listen to all the Billboard Top 100 for hip-hop. I check out the XXL hip-hop. In my opinion, I'm not really a huge fan of the big artists that are coming up nowadays. It is what it is. Everybody has their own opinion. That's all music is a thing.
You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 11, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland, and the voice you just heard was the voice of my guest, Aubrey Rumier. If you have any comments or feedback or questions for my guest, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the show, or you want more information about the show, or where to find podcast information, that information can be found on www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. I also have a Twitter and a Facebook. Feel free to hit the follow button and let me know your thoughts on my show and how I'm doing. So on my Twitter and on my Facebook, you can find me at Teen Girl Radio. And I want to get right into it. So this is the first time I've ever done this. So usually when I have, like, when I had Brandon on, he chose the song that he thought would be better promoted for the show. But Aubrey asked me to pick a song of his that I really liked so that I could play it on the radio for all of you to hear. So I chose his song, Underground. And I chose his song because I really love the beat drop, and his lyrics are so captivating for that song, because I've listened to his songs for a little bit on SoundCloud, but I never fully got an in-depth idea of some of the music that he's been doing lately until last night, and I checked out all of his songs. So I wanted you guys to listen to Underground yourself and decide for yourself. So here we go. This is Underground by ATR Slays, a.k.a. Aubrey Rumier.
All that I got, like it or not, coming in hard to reach time on the spot. I'm saying I'm hot, hitting it sideways, I never will stop. Wait for the drop, turning it up till they're calling the cops. I'm making the shots, going against me, then you're gonna flop. Cream of the crop, best in the business, I'm head of the shop. I'm at the top, who needs a witness, I still make it rock. This is my block, speaking about me, then you will get socked. Don't need a Glock, run in your mouth, that's how you get popped. Got it unlocked, ready and loaded, I keep it in stock. Turn like a clock, making a sound, I put them in shock.
You woke up the monster, I ain't playing now. Welcome to the jungle, it's my playground. Searching for a problem, well you got it now. They won't hear a sound when you're underground.
You woke up the monster, I ain't playing now. Welcome to the jungle, it's my playground. Searching for a problem, man, you got it now. They won't hear a sound when you're on the ground.
Yeah, life keeps bringing me different choices. So, my mind keeps hearing so many voices. Truth, they try and tell me what I need to say, what I need to read. They all wanna know who I'm following. What's my favorite drink? Is it Hennessy? Am I doing drugs like promethazine or amphetamines? I don't give a what it does to me, till it's too late to wake up and breathe. This media is just A to Z. Used to read a book from A to Z. Now it's C to A, we gotta skip the J. It doesn't make sense, we do it anyway.
You woke up the monster, I ain't playing now. Welcome to the jungle, it's my playground. Searching for a problem, well you got it now. They won't hear a sound when you're on the ground.
You woke up the monster, I ain't playing now. Welcome to the jungle, it's my playground. Searching for a problem, man, you got it now. They won't hear a sound when you're on the ground.
It's been so viciously going for victory. What you expect from me? Bars and delivery. Passing out injury, breaking the industry. Smashing the enemy when I am battling. Speak the truth and I keep it real. Always dropping nukes that I'll make you feel. Never giving up, you know the deal. You're soft as I'm hard to steal, unknown, and I'm making my name. Not gonna stop till I'm running the game. seeking a brawl, a put them to shame, claiming the but they're only a stain, mixing it up, never giving you pain. Beast on repeat, again and again. Music is life, you're playing pretend. Ripping the mic is my way to the end. Sipping the clear, cause it's my only friend. Chilling with Mary, she's extraordinary. Smells like a skunk, but she's so loud and scary. Tastes like some berries, fly talk a fairy. Gotta be honest, I'm doing my best. Supplying the tracks, but my life is a mess. Won't go away till they say I'm a pest. It's all just a journey, but this is my test.
You woke up the monster, I ain't paying now. Welcome to the jungle, it's my playground. Searching for a problem, well, you got it now. They won't hear a sound when you're on the ground.
You woke up the monster, I ain't playing now. Welcome to the jungle, it's my playground. Searching for a problem, well, you got it now. They won't hear a sound when you're on the ground.
Well, there you have it. That is Underground by Aubrey Remire. You can find him on SoundCloud at ATR Slays. The A and the T and the R are capitalized. Starting to play another song of his, even though it's very good. We do not have time to listen to a second one. So there we go. You can also find him at Aubrey Remire on Facebook. You can spell it AUBRYREMEUR. So we're back with him to ask him a couple questions. So I wanted to ask you, Aubrey, what was your inspiration when you were writing Underground and performing it?
My inspiration for it's weird. Whenever I write my song, I basically just play the beat over and over and over, and I have so many beats that it's kind of ridiculous. I also produce my own beats, so it's really crazy. It's a long process, but each beat kind of gives me a feel or a general vibe and mood. And I just pull words that I feel like the beat gives me. And I use these words and I build off each of these words and I start to make my bars. And then I like to add in, you know, descriptive words or even topic. It's crazy how I build a song. It is a lot of time going.
I can imagine that must be a lot of work. So I want to carry you off of a music question. I wanted to ask you something kind of a little bit more personal. So what do you value most in any relationship?
In any relationship?
Any.
I value most would probably be honesty and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is knowing that I can actually trust exactly what somebody says. Just to say they're going to do something, I'm going to do it. If they say that, that's how they feel. Just honest about it. That's important. Honest.
You guys are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 11, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland, and you are listening to the voice of my guest, Aubrey Remire. I was going to... So I was going to introduce the open forum question to Aubrey. I usually ask this to get a little bit more of an idea of who my audience and who my guest is. So for my audience, if you feel like answering the question, please feel free to tweet me or message or email me. You can email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. Where you can tweet me at Teen Girl Radio. And the question for this week is, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time?
Oh, my God. I didn't have to sleep. I don't know. That's so crazy. That's a good question. I would probably just write more. do the same thing that I always do, which is make the most of my day, the most of my time that I can, whatever way. Just try to further myself even, you know, even more than I do.
Describe your clothing style. Like, what kind of clothes do you wear? Do you wear, like, normal blend clothes? Do you have a little bit more personality with your clothes?
I like skinny jeans, Osiris,
and mm-hmm. What skill would you like to master? What is your favorite color?
My favorite color? I really like teal.
Yeah, I agree with you. Teal is so beautiful. That's actually the color of the light that beams from my speaker, which is kind of interesting. So, I was going to ask you something else. So, when you come up with songs, of course, they're very, very meaningful. So you get them from life experiences and other things. I want to talk about your song Underground, and you said that you listen to the beat over and over to find the words for it. But what does that song mean to you?
Honestly, Underground, I kind of, in that song, the second verse more so gets right straight to the point. I try to make it not too direct for the audience, but direct enough to where they can understand it. That song just acts on the mainstream to the rap industry and how they just, you know, sell drugs and alcohol. And it's crazy. I don't know. I speak from personal experience more so. I do in most of my music. I do hear everything from me going through heartbreaks, struggling with depression, anxiety. Everything. I cover my life. Music is my life, and I definitely pour it out on paper.
Because you are living in Michigan, I wanted to ask you what it was like over there, and what kinds of things do you do over there?
It's crazy. Michigan weather can be really, really nice. It can be super sunny one day, and then it can be snowing the next day. Back and forth. Generally, on a really nice day, you can go to the beach, go swimming, hang out, get sunburned. Like, literally, you'll get the worst sunburned body in your life you've ever had in your life. Sunscreen is important here. Just crazy. But it's in the same sense, the winters are super cool. You go snowboarding in the mountains. You should. Michigan is fun.
Thank you for coming on the show and dealing with me asking you a bunch of questions.
No problem.
All right. I will talk to you later, Aubrey.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks again for coming to the show. I'm happy to have you. You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 11, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. If you have any comments, questions, feedback for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com and hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, at Teen Girl Radio. If you want more information about the show or where to find podcast information or anything, feel free to check out my website, www.intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. one of these days I'm going to get back to your guys' emails and I'm going to start answering them when I do my recording. So I will definitely set in some time for that. So if any of you else out there feel like you got something else to share, please feel free to email me. I will get right back to you guys. Alright, so in this world where you think nobody's there for you, I am. Be you. Have a good night.